Ever since Adam and Eve hid themselves from God in the garden, do you remember that story in Genesis? Adam and Eve sinned. They were ashamed. They condemned themselves. They had to, because there wasn't a Savior. So God is walking and they are hiding. God is walking through the garden asking, Adam, where are you? Where are you? Ever since that moment, humanity has had a desire for their God to come and to walk among them once again. And that desire is fulfilled in the birth of our Lord. No need to condemn ourselves anymore. Our Savior is born. We can come out of hiding. We can still be tempted to go into hiding when we hear the evil one accuse us, but we need to remember that our Savior is born. Jesus born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. He's laid in a manger. A manger is an eating vessel. From the moment he was born, think about it. Jesus was pointing to the Holy Eucharist, the gift which gathers us all together today, the gift which he gave us before he died for us. In yesterday's Christmas gospel, we heard that he is to be named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Whether you feel like it or not, you are his people. And he has saved us from our sins. All of you mothers here gave birth to your children so that they may live. Today, Mary gave birth to her son so that he may die, so that your children may live. We also remember today, Mary, we remember our Lord's earthly stepfather, Joseph, the protector. Why? We remember them because they were the first to keep watch at that manger on that first Christmas. We remember them because they believed. They didn't know how everything would work out, but they had faith. They had the faith we need to have. They believed the way we need to believe. And it's the Eucharist which keeps our faith strong. And this is a Christmas I've been honored to be at. This is our first together. Remember those ornaments on the tree? Our first Christmas together. You could put me there with the parish. This is our seventh and final Mass of Christmas here at Corpus Christi. I have been welcoming all of our guests who are here. I've been welcoming all of our guests who are watching online. We are praying for so many people in our parish family. We're praying for those who are traveling. We're praying for those who have to be separated from their families, maybe serving in the military. We're praying for those who are sick in our parish family. And we pray that they may receive encouragement. The ill need to receive the encouragement only our Lord can give. We remember in these Masses those in our parish family who have lost a loved one. This may be the first Christmas without their loved one. It may be the 30th. But we pray that they may receive strength. Those who grieve need strength that only our Lord can give. We pray for those in our parish family who are alone, or those who may feel like they are alone. We pray for those who have any anxiety about anything or anyone or any circumstance. We pray that they may receive God's comfort and God's peace. There will always be forces in the world that try and take our peace away on Christmas Day, just like that bombing this morning in Nashville. We also pray for those who are in need. We remember that our Lord was born into need. We remember that our Lord died in need. And it's been impressive for me to see our parish serve those in need this past week, right here before Christmas, and last month before Thanksgiving. You all ought to be commended of your care, your support, how we do our part. We pray for those who are in need. I'd like to leave you with the words of one of my favorite authors, St. Augustine. St. Augustine gave a Christmas sermon 1589 years ago. It's very direct and it's very memorable. St. Augustine was a man who was hiding from God most of his life. He was ashamed of how he lived, but it was his mother Monica didn't stop praying for him. He became a Christian, baptized by St. Ambrose. He became a priest. He became a bishop and a great doctor of the church. He knows what it's like to have condemned himself. And he also knows what it's like to come out of hiding when God was walking among us in our Lord Jesus. These are the words of St. Augustine. He said, "I tell you all again, for our sake, God became man. You would have suffered eternal death had he not been born. Never would you have been freed from sinful flesh had he not been born. You would have suffered everlasting unhappiness. You never would have returned to life. You would have been lost. You would have perished had Jesus not been born." My dear people, this beautiful morning, it helps that it's in the 30s and that the sun is out. This beautiful Christmas morning, our beautiful church, our worship, our music, our decorations, everything, you. All of this beauty reflects the beauty of our Lord's birth. It also reflects the beauty in all of you. All of you are beautiful because of how you believe in Christmas. Let's continue to celebrate in great joy.